Second Fiddle to Fear by Denise Walsh. Most of us believe that by learning about the past, students can better prepare for the future. As a teacher of U.S. history, I certainly believed it, and for 7 years I enthusiastically led my students on an exploration of the American past, until history caught up with me. I taught at a private secondary school for girls in a town that had lost a disproportionately high number of people in the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center. Perhaps as a consequence, I found that even 2 years later, student attitudes toward government policy, patriotism, and historical events in general were hampering my ability to create citizens who understood and would protect their rights. Each year I had been teaching about the Alien and Sedition Acts to show that the founders were political creatures who struggled to find a balance between individual rights and national security. During the 1790s, the Federalists labeled the Democratic Republicans traitors and gleefully passed the Alien and Sedition Acts, which are remembered today for their condemnation of dissent and their draconian immigration policies. These acts aroused intense controversy at the time, but in the end, the founders earned their laurels. John Adams wisely avoided a full-blown war with France, though historians have argued that doing so cost him a second term. With Thomas Jefferson as president, the Alien and Sedition Acts ignominiously expired. In 2003, in order to bring the issue of balancing rights against security concerns into sharper focus for my students, I taught the Alien and Sedition Acts in conjunction with the Patriot Act. My goal was for the students to confront the problem, think critically about it, and take a position. I would not have predicted the outcome. Given the white, upper-middle-class background of most of the students and our proximity to the Twin Towers, I was not surprised that most of them supported the Patriot Act. But I was astounded that nearly half of them also applauded the Alien and Sedition Acts. They identified strongly with the security concerns of the 1790s. And even though we had just finished studying the American Revolution, they believed that government should be trusted at the end of the 18th century as much as at the beginning of the 21st. How do I explain my students' response? They had not grown up during the Cold War, or during World War II, or during the Depression. And the introduction of vulnerability into their lives had been intense and sudden. New York City was still receiving occasional Code Orange warnings, field trips were canceled, and the girls simply craved security. By the following year, the level of fear had ebbed, and the same project yielded little support for the Alien and Sedition Acts. I still believe that we learn much about the present from our study of the past. I believe that juxtaposing past and present can help students understand that dissent can be patriotic and that the government cannot always be trusted. But these lessons will not be learned when critical thinking plays second fiddle to fear.